Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like, as life would have it, we're having an audio problem here. I'm not sure whether you guys can hear me or not. But in any event, welcome back. And as I put in the message of this particular show, it's with great emotion that we're here. Mixed emotion. Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth has been a ministry that's been going on now perhaps 4 or 5 years.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth radio show ministry hosted by Stan Wadsworth. The show is an opportunity to study God's
we'll
Word together
anyway.
Through careful inspection and wholesome dialogue. Whether calling in or in listening, we welcome our listeners to prepare their hearts and minds for learning that is for living, according to God's Word. Now let's hear from our host.
Okay. We put the cart before the horse, but we're back. As I was saying, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth has been a ministry that's been going, if I'm not mistaken, about 5 years. It's been sporadic. It's been a learning process for me. It's been a desire that God had given me to teach God's Word, to interact with God's people through an audio message. It's something that I was a little reluctant and a little fearful of doing initially. And still have some, you know, some jitters at times when it comes to, you know, just before going on. But as I've been told by anybody that does any kind of public speaking, whether it be, you know, face to face or through audio, the jitters never go away. You always have a certain standard and a certain level of expectation for yourself and hoping that all of that will come through. So these 5 years have been a learning experience for me, and they've been slow. They've been a slow learning experience because I've had, you know, life, you know, wife, children, coaching, church, you know, all of these other seminary, all of these other responsibilities, and then trying to do something that I believed that God had, you know, called me to do. So, you know, it's just been an uphill battle and the progress has been slow. But nevertheless, the viewership has, you know, progressively increased. I looked and last year we had 395 listens from various places across the U.S., Canada, and South America. South America. A great many of our followers are people from Spanish-speaking countries. So I thank you. I thank you guys for your support. I thank you guys for listening in. I thank you for all the support that you've given me over the years. I just looked, you know, the other day, and I saw I got 4 new likes for this program. Not I, but, you know, we as a group. And I'm just ecstatic about that because I'm not really putting out that much new content. And on the new brand that I'm about to talk about, I speak of this specifically, but I'm going to reiterate and say it here too on this audio broadcast, because a lot of you will get that before you get switched over to where, you know, where we're going. This ministry has been one that we got a little bogged down. When I say we, I have me and 2 other people. I have a guy that, you know, is a recent college graduate. both from Georgia Tech, who has gone on now to a full-time position engineer, who's been doing our engineering and setting up, you know, the page and the broadcast and so forth and so on, putting the audio in it and all that. And then we have a producer, a guy that just keeps me on track, the one that's told me, led me to a brand expert and decided that we would switch our brand because we're actually going upstream now. And we're going to give this program a little bit of a different twist. It's going to be incorporated in with a lot of video work and other things that we have on the horizons, but that's all upcoming. What I want to talk about here in this 24 minutes that I have left is, one, I want to talk about tech talking religion. Rightly dividing the word of truth is what, which is what this radio ministry has been called. Blogtalk.com, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, the name, the URL name has been changed, and it's been changed to, because it's on the Blog Talk server, blogtalkradio.com/tech, T-E-C-K, talking, T-A-L-K-I-N-G, religion, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N. And you guys will see that on the faceplate of the website. You'll see I've posted the URL to Tech Talking Religion on there for you. You just click on that. All we have at this point is we put up the banner and we have our little thumbnail up there. And if you click on video, watch video, you'll hear me explain a little bit more about that particular ministry. But Blog Talk has got bog talked. It's been bogged down. It hasn't had the continuity that it should. I've needed to learn how to broadcast. I haven't quite perfected it yet. I'm much better face-to-face speaker than I am radio speaker. Maybe I'm not a radio personality, but that's okay. I'm trying. I've molded myself. I've redefined myself. I'm branding myself into this ministry. So it needs to, as I've grown, it needs to grow and develop as well as we've grown. And so we've put careful thought into Tech Talking Religion. And what the name really is implying is that we're using technology to talk about religion, to disseminate religious aspects, religious videos, religious online chat communities, religious audio groups. We want to be able to touch base with people in various parts of the world without having to actually physically be there. This is going to be strict interaction into other people's viewpoints, the application of religion in their lives, and just what it's all about. I mean, we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it sexy. We're going to do vlogging. We're going to have some sit downs, and we'll have some workshops, and we'll have some discussions with authorities, and we'll talk to lay people, and we'll talk to people on planes and trains and buses. I mean, it's just going to be, we're going to keep it fun. But we're going to keep it serious because the focal point is Jesus. The focal point for this particular show is for the Christian community, meaning rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what it's been. We're going to branch off a little bit. It's still all about the Christian community because I am a member of that community. But it's also for my other brothers and sisters who may not believe that Jesus is Lord, who may not, who may pray to God, but they don't call him Jehovah. They call him Yahweh or, you know, whatever the case may be. There are people that who may be Buddhist, you know, who may be Zenist, you know. So the people that may be atheists and just want to be a part of what we're doing and they may want to share their viewpoints. We want to boil everything down and mix things up. And so people can get various viewpoints so they can make and have better decisions about what religion is and what it means to them, what God is if, you know, they can in fact, you know, take him from an energy state and then, you know, really refer to him as the personality that he is, because he's a living being. He's just spiritual, according to him. Now, I didn't make that up. That's what he said. So if we can take God from the abstract of our minds and bring and reduce him to something that is alive and that is the creator of everything that we can see, if that's what we believe, then we can do business. We can intelligently and creatively discover the things of God through so many different avenues using technology. And that's what Tech Talking Religion is going to be all about. We have a little roadmap. We have our mission statement, which is just what I told you, to use technology to disseminate and spread and encourage group decisions. I mean, group conversations about religion, whoever's religion it may be. So we're going to stand on that mission. And from that, things will evolve. And as they evolve, hopefully you guys will be around and evolve with us. And our objective is that everybody grow, everybody share their viewpoints, everybody input. We need to try to eradicate some of these prejudices that are involved in our ignorance of other people and their religions. You know, the old taboo conversation about don't discuss religion and don't discuss politics. Well, we want to take, you know, religion out of that equation. We want to make Tech Talking Religion a safe place that people can come and discuss religion, or ask questions, or to share some knowledge, or share an experience, or, you know, to let us into your religious world, let us into your life. You know, we'd be glad to come and broadcast and be firsthand and actually capture some video footage of someone doing a prayer or at their type of worship. You know, people don't get a chance to see every day, you know, things like that. And perhaps that'll help us with some explanation, some experience to some of those things, have some exposure to them. Maybe that'll change our viewpoints, you know. So that's our objective here, to bring people together in a friendly, safe environment, and where the center of our gathering is God. But how we come about to understand and know him, we'll, and creatively together, if you guys would just be interactive in this, we can creatively come together and talk about, you know, just who God is to us and how and why we worship him and do it that way. I think it'll be a good learning curve for us all. Everyone knows that there's a God, even if you think it's you. But it can be a most thought-provoking subject, matters of God. That's why they call it theology, the study of God. But hopefully we can do that in some kind of way where it makes sense to the general masses, and everybody will want to, you know, chime in and be a part. So I want to talk a little bit about what some of the things that will go on and talk Tech Talking Religion will be learning curves. They'll be designated to certain days where people that want to, some of the things that we talk about applicationally, they want to delve off into it and get a more biblical understanding, kind of, you know, like they say, pull, you know, scripture apart a little bit and really see what it says and come to understand it better. There's going to be a bit of that. That's a great component, because God has gifted me and to be a teacher. And that's what, more than anything in this world, I want to do, teach God's word is as I learn it. So we're definitely going to have segments of that. But I just want to give, because I've been just listening to so much, just talking to people in general. And so I've heard so much misappropriation of scripture that I don't know. I'll give an example. Recently, I was listening to the syndicated Steve Harvey show, and he always does early morning talk. And actually, some of his talks are, you know, spot on as far as I'm concerned. They're very encouraging, and they're where he you know, incorporate scripture. They're biblically correct in most cases. And he may not be a scholar, but he doesn't profess to be. But he's certainly giving good godly advice. And that's something that I welcome and embrace. But I listened to him, and this was a few weeks ago, and I've had this on my phone, and I'm just now getting a chance to, you know, talk about it. And the reason I'm concerned is because of the enormity of the platform that Mr. Harvey has. And for him to misappropriate scripture in a way that is unhealthy, even if it's inadvertently, you mitigate the circumstances a little bit. It takes away some of the severity of the crime, but it doesn't exonerate him from the crime altogether, because we have to be mindful and careful of the things that we say to people, because they take that and run a touchdown with it. And then one bad interpretation, you know, begets another bad interpretation until you have a whole bunch of bad interpretations. And the actual rightly dividing of the word portion is thrown out the window with the bathwater, and people can just make scripture say what they want it to say. So what he had said was, he was talking about something, and he was, you know, talking about where he come from and where he's at now. And he used, which I believe is Proverbs 18:16. I got my computer right here. I believe it's Proverbs 18, that says that, I want to quote it. I don't want to, it says, well, I'm looking at the Amplified Bible, but it says, he who, and it says, willfully separates himself from God and man seeks his own desire. He quarrels. Well, that's one. Let me get right to, you know what? I don't want to use the Amplified version of this. Let me take this out, because it takes away from really what the scripture is really trying to say. So I'm gonna go get another version so that we can get it, listen to it a little bit more. Where it makes a little bit more sense. It's not so complicated. Here we are. Okay. It's Proverbs 18 is what he's referring to. And it says that let me see, 16. It's verse 16. I'm trying to get to it on my computer. It's a little slow. It's a little old. Forgive it. Okay. Proverbs 18, verse 16 says, a man's gift, there's no S there, makes room for him and brings him before the great. Now, that scripture, when I first began, and I've studied this on several occasions, when I first began to hear this being misappropriated, and it really did something to me. It got my ears perked up a little bit, because I didn't think that that's what it could have meant, because it seems like it takes the focus away from God and puts it on man. And so I said to myself, okay, so a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. Now, when I think about the gifting that God has blessed us with, whatever our gifts may be, our talents, certainly you'll find favor with man. Joseph found favor with Potiphar and the jailer because of his excellence. Daniel, who chose not to eat the king's food, but still showed himself superior to the others that were chosen, that were candidates to work for the king. Daniel got the position because of his state of excellence. So I get that part, but that's not what this is saying. And so we can't make scripture say what we wanted to say. This scripture is talking about how the gift a gift will warm an individual's heart. And show you the favor that you need to bring you before those that can help you. But it's not your gift. It's a gift. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. Now, if you do hermeneutics and you take these scriptures and you break it down, what the words meant, because this is New Testament. Well, this is Proverbs, so this is Old Testament. So it was written in Hebrew. So I'm not going to give us a Hebrew lesson, but when you go looking, you have to look at these words in the original language and see what they translate into, because they may have a couple of meanings. You have to actually have to hear this scripture within the context of the original writer and what he was saying to those that he was writing to, because even though this scripture is eternal, because God and his word are one, and not it only was he speaking to the people through the prophet that wrote this, but he was also speaking to people eternal, to us, 2019. There's application here specifically for us in our lives here, 3,000-4,000 years later. So we have to keep things within the context of the writing, within the of the original writer, and within the literary style of writing that it was written in. So all of the relevant information has to be considered before, because what we'll do is take scripture like Proverbs 18:16 and take it out. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. And you can insert that anywhere in your life or anywhere else in scripture and make it say what it doesn't say, which what it doesn't say is that the natural gifting that God gives you, your abilities, your natural abilities that he's blessed you with, will make room for you, will bless you. It's talking about you unloading literally a gift, and that gift would show you favor. That heartfelt gift would show you favor with man. It's a principle. It's not an absolute. So we have to be careful with that. And Steve went off to, talk about that gifting, and mentioned it in a way that I'm saying we shouldn't. And I know people are running touchdowns with that, because I've experienced that before in my life. But that's not what the scripture means. So we have to be careful. So a lot of what we're going to be doing is setting the record right. Another one, I'll give you an example, is that maybe this will drive the nail home. My body is my temple. You hear people say all the time, my body is my temple. Yeah, because I've got to take care of my temple, when they're eating right or dieting or, getting their healthy lifestyle or whatever's going on. But they're saying, got to take care of my temple. But when and that they get there from 1 Corinthians, I think 3:16. Let me go here. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do I have it up? Where it says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells in you? Now, how we got my body is my temple from do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells within you? Because the temple, something has to dwell in the temple, because the temple is a place of worship. So something has to come to the temple to worship. So do you not know that you are God's temple? So God, when he saved us, and we confessed with our mouths and believe with our heart, he came to reside with us, his word says. to help us through this thing. And he uses our body as his temple. And he wants his temple clean. Hence, to all the reasons why we should not sin. So, no. My body is not my temple. So I can do all the exercise in the world that I want to and get as buff and as fit as I choose to. I can look fit as a trophy. But that's not, my body is not my temple according to God's word. Because that means that my body is a place to worship me. But this says, don't you know that you are God's temple? And that he comes and dwells in his temple. If it's my temple, then I come and reside there. And that's just, that might sound good, but that's just not Christianity. So, you know, hopefully you can see a little bit of the impact. I mean, when we tell people these kind of things, what we do is we're taking the praise and the worship from the Almighty God, and we're giving it and allocating it to ourselves. And that's not something we want to do. So, and I just want one more thing here. I said, here I have Miles Monroe. He went on, I found on LinkedIn, he did a white paper on just gifts will make room for you. And he taught it just like I'm saying we shouldn't. And I like, not Miles Monroe, a man that I consider learned, but that's what we get. I'm trying to type something as I'm talking, but that's what we get. He's probably only teaching what he was taught. And obviously not have studied scripture to the point where he could eradicate the untruthfulness of what he was taught and get some revelation into what scripture really says. So this surprises me. People that popular and supposedly, you know, that learned, you would think they would teach these kind of things, but that's what we get. And, you know, Miles goes on to say, and I got the article up, God has put a gift or talent in every person that the world will make room for. If this gift, it is this gift that will enable you to fulfill your vision. It will make a way for you in life. It is in exercising this gift that you will find real fulfillment, purpose, and contentment in your work. It is interesting to note that the Bible does not say that a man's education makes room for him, but that his gift does. I rest my case. And just these are the kind of things that we'll talk about. But again, you know, a lot of this show won't be tech talk, talking religion won't be, not that I'm making any apologies, but we'll have specific days that we'll have teaching sessions, maybe once or twice a week. And then there'll be a time and a place for that. But the rest of it will be very interactive and very tech oriented. So we can find creative ways to get some dialogue going about the things of God. Anyway, guys, I just want to let you know that I love you and I thank you for your support. I wish you would go on, and everyone that's on Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth would switch over to facebook.com/tech talking religion and give us a look. But until the next time, I love you. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.